Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. This is Minister James Browning. Hopefully you're able to hear us. We had a little technical difficulty this morning. The system's a little fickle, but that's okay. We're going to roll on with things as they go. So good morning and welcome to the Daily Inspirational Show. This is Minister James Browning, and we welcome you. This is our third week of doing the show, and we're happy. We're moving forth, and it's working out well. But anyway, we're going to get right to the time because we need to all the time we need this morning. We're going to be, the show this morning is going to be hosted by Minister Joe Pearson. Minister Pearson has a master's degree in metaphysics, and she is on top of things, and she knows what she's doing. She's also a spiritual reader. And so I hope when maybe at the end of the show or whenever she gets the opportunity, she'll come back and give us a little New Year predictions of what's going to happen this New Year. Okay? All right. But anyway, we need to get going. Anyway, Minister Joe, are you there?
Yes. Thank you, okay. Minister Browning, and good morning. Good day. Thank you so much for this blessed opportunity to bring another message of truth. I'm broadcasting live from Bristol, New Jersey, and my message today is 2021, be youthful, strong, and healthy. 2021 in numerology is a universal 5-year. The 5-year carries the vibration, giving opportunity for you to set yourself free by releasing anything that no longer serves you. So this leads us to consider the power of our thoughts and beliefs that are calling us to make significant changes in how we see ourselves. It's amazing in this day of stress on scientific fact and realism that we accept many beliefs that are absolutely false beliefs that have no foundation in truth or logic. At the top of that list of beliefs so blindly accepted are those about age, strength, and health. In this universal 5-year, 2021, you choose to transform those false beliefs that no longer serve you about age, strength, and health, and adopt beliefs that, in truth, from the divine standpoint, you are youthful, strong, and healthy. Your divine self, that image and likeness of God within, cannot be less. As you affirm this truth, you begin the process of bringing your true nature into visibility. The spirit within, God, Goddess in you, cannot be less than youthful, strong, and healthy. So would you describe yourself as being youthful, strong, and healthy? Know that when you're speaking of youthfulness, it does not indicate years, but a state of development and a state of mind. Youth is characterized by an eagerness to learn, a vital, fresh, and optimistic outlook about yourself and your life. One who is youthful is one who is growing. We falsely speak of growing old, yet that's not true. We don't grow old. We become old when we stop growing. When we become old, when we stagnate mentally and physically. Youthfulness is characterized by an adventuresome spirit, an open-minded attitude, plus the ability to enjoy life. This includes dynamic physical and mental activity. There are youthful people in their 90s, and there's some very old teenagers. You can stay youthful by maintaining a vigorous body and mind. Now, speaking of strength, are you strong? To be strong is to use power, including physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual power. Do you see yourself as strong? Do your mental images of yourself indicate strength in the various aspects of your life? The divine has given you the quality of strength. Weakness is the absence of strength. To be weak is to refuse to accept the dominion and authority that the divine has given you. What you should do if you do not feel strong, the prophet Joel suggests, let the weak say, I am strong. Affirm the presence of strength. Turn to your God, Goddess within in quietness, and your strength will be renewed. Remember that you are created to be strong. Now let's focus on health. I'm going to pose some questions as food for thought. Are you healthy and wholesome in mind, body, and in all aspects of your life? Think of your mind. Is it healthy? Is your mind bright, alert, and aware? Are you ready to learn and experience more of life and living? Do you exercise your mind regularly by being independent, creative thinking? Do you think upon ideas and concepts that are different from what you have thought, felt, and believed up to this point? A bright, alert, active, and intelligent mind is your inheritance from the divine. Use your mind wisely by thinking expansively. When thinking of your body, is it healthy? What do you believe about your body? Are you trapped in wrong beliefs and misunderstanding regarding your body temple? Your body is a self-renewing, self-regenerating organism. To confirm this is fact, according to researchers, the body replaces itself with a larger new set of cells every 7 to 10 years. Health and wholeness is your body's natural state of being. Do you speak truthfully about your body? Because the words that you speak have an effect on your body, which is the whole premise of behind mind-body healing. According to the Bible, the tongue of the wise is health. Learn to speak life-giving, vital, and invigorating words about your mind and body. Suppose at this moment you are not manifesting the youthfulness, strength, and health that is your divine birthright. What can you do? There is a way you can activate the life force within you and direct it toward youthfulness, strength, and health. Through the power of your mind, you can release and direct beneficial energies within your body. Through the intelligent, direct use of your mind, you can activate vast unknown powers and resources which will promote wholeness in all areas of your life. I come from a school of thought that considers two major modes of mind action, denial and affirmation. You have the power to accept or reject what you will. You have the ability to say yes or no, to affirm or deny. Using this ability rightly, you can become more youthful, enjoy greater strength, and become healthier than you have ever been. Your ability to say yes is creative ability. We create or reinvent whatever you affirm through your words into being. Your ability to say no has the power to stop or to destroy. If you use your creative power wrongly, and it's likely that we all have, you can use your no power to reverse or dissolve conditions that have resulted in your body or in your life. Remember that your life and your body presently outpicture the use you have made of your mind through its two basic modes of action. Deliberately use this action of your mind, your yes power and your no power, to bring about wonderful changes. Begin by using your no power, your power of denial. In this way, you cleanse your mind of false beliefs, old concepts, or whatever has created problems. Some statements of denial you can make are like, I let go of all desire to be anything but youthful, strong, and healthy. Through denials, you directly challenge beliefs that have caused you problems. What you have done through negative beliefs and concepts, you can undo. Use your mind deliberately to dissolve conditions that you do not want. Now that you have begun the process of using the power of denial, it is essential to follow it with your yes or affirmative power. Affirmative, powerful words cause the buildup of good in your mind and thus in your body. As you deliberately, consistently, and regularly speak words of truth, what you affirm will come into being. Your yes power states that something is positively so. Use such words as, I am youthful, strong, and healthy. Use them over and over until they become deeply recessed in your mind. It doesn't matter whether you think it from the start. Facts change according to the change within your thinking and feeling. If you want to experience a change of facts in your life, you must begin by changing your inner state of mind. So affirm that which you should and what you want to come into your life because it can. I reiterate, from a divine standpoint, you already are youthful, strong, and healthy. Your divine self, that image and likeness of God within, cannot be less. The words I am refer to this divine self. As you affirm the truth, you begin the process of bringing your true nature into visibility. The spirit within, God is in you, cannot be less than youthful, strong, and healthy. By affirming what is true of your divine self, you bring forth on the physical plane that which already exists in the divine. The use of the affirmation, I am youthful, strong, and healthy, and other others like that, sets natural constructive forces into operation that bring the real you into the visible plane of expression. Affirmations give your creative forces a pattern to follow. Claim for yourself through words what you want to be true. Speak the words aloud, for this gives strength to the affirmations. And in addition, meditation on the ideas within the silence of your being will reinforce your awareness of youth, strength, and health. So in this new year, set yourself free from debilitating beliefs about age, strength, and health, and transform your life into youthful, strong, and healthy vitality. These forces are creative, active, and powerful. As Yeshua said in Mark chapter 9, verse 23, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. So know, and life is meant to be lived fully. Live fully no matter what. So claim it. In 2021, come alive with affirming and believing, I am youthful, strong, and healthy. And based on time, I will just pray that you come to see and know and embrace the divine beauty and perfection within you. I pray in this new year you choose to walk your walk and talk your talk without hesitation with the full power of the God Goddess within you. May the love and light of the divine enfold you, embrace you, and bring you into the highest aspect of yourself in this coming new year. Claim youthfulness. Claim that strength. Claim that vital health, because it is yours by your birthright. Know that you can walk your walk and talk your talk with all the strength and vitality of your life, which is meant to be lived fully. Meant to be lived fully. Claim that for yourself in this new year. Allow yourself to set yourself free of anything that's no longer serving you. And walk into this new year embracing all that you can be. Thank you, my brothers and sisters. Thank you for your divine beingness. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Thank you, Mr. Joe. Thank you. And beloved ones, we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we wish you a wonderful and safe holiday, and take care of yourself. And we will be broadcasting live on Sunday, the first day of the first Sunday of the new year. So we just gratitude and thank you. So we're going to close out with a prayer, and we will we'll end today's show. Father, Mother, God, we have gratitude and thanks for all that you are allowing us to experience this day. We pray that you will give us strength and wisdom to move into this new year and new state of consciousness, and we will be totally aware and totally understanding of everything that is around us, and we will put forth our mental and spiritual energy to accomplish what we need to accomplish in this going into this new year. And we thank you, God, for taking us through the previous year that we have had, and that our experience of whatever showed up was for our divine good and divine right. So we thank you, God, for allowing that to happen. So we know that looking forward and going forward, that we will have a wonderful and new year. We know that through our strength and you, God, being with us and beside us, we will be able to accomplish our goals and to be able to give us strength. Most of all, to God, we pray for safety and health of our physical temple. Keep them all in divine order, and that we will be safely as we move forward in this new year of 2021, knowing that the shift and change is taking place, and that we are raising our consciousness and vibration to a higher state of awareness and a higher state of understanding. So we just give praise and thanks, God, for your divine love and everything that you continue to allow us to be part of our being. We just thank you, God, for another day, another year. We thank you for everything that you do. We come as humble servants of yours in gratitude, saying thank you, thank you, thank you. And we are so grateful for all that has showed up, that have you kept us and will continue to keep us as we move forward into this new and dynamic year, knowing that it's for our highest good. So we say thank you, and so it is. Okay, beloved ones, I thank you so much for tuning in this morning, and you have a blessed and positive day. Okay? Thank you. Bye-bye.